Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever been to a county or state fair where as you walked the midway, you heard the carnies trying to entice you to play their games of chance? I remember as a young man playing those games with the goal of winning a teddy bear for my loved ones, especially our children. It's an absolute waste of money, as most of these games are what the carnies called gaffed, otherwise known as rigged. As I got older and smarter, I refused to play the game. But rather, I'd tell him I'll buy that big teddy bear. I can't sell it to you. Yes, you can. So I'll give it for you. Well, just try it. You might win. Not playing your game, but I'll buy it. This is my last offer. And they'd always sell it to me. However, the purpose of this call isn't about winning or getting a prize at a fair or carnival. We're going to talk about a real prize. One where the outcome is not gaffed or rigged, and where there is a winner every time.
Philippians 3, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Our goal is to be about kingdom business as we journey through this life toward the heavenly prize for our salvation and for the abundant life that is ours today. As we run this race, we receive very specific directions, and we're not alone.
Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. This is in the Message Bible. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blaze the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way.
What keeps us focused on where we're headed? Well, in those two verses, there's seven keys directly out of the scripture. First, it says, all these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, people who believe in you, mentors, saints, who speak a word in season to you. In most athletic events, playing on the home field, a home court is a decided advantage because the fans are totally supportive and true. You have the home field advantage in the game of life. You've got the words of saints who've gone before you to inspire you in your personal playbook, the Bible, which is the greatest success guide ever written. Within its 66 books, you will find success and failure, tragedy, betrayals, doubt and faith, decisions made and consequences experienced. The promise of eternal life then, and abundant life now.
2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible tells us, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Learn from the greatest mentor of all, the Holy Spirit, as you're guided through the words of the saints who've gone on before you. Second, again, from our two verses. Second, better get on with it. simply said, don't talk about it, do it.
1 John 3, verse 18 in God's Word translation says, dear children, we must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words. Bottom line, don't talk about it, let's do it. Because our Heavenly Father is watching every step we take. Proverbs 5, verse 21 in God's Word translation tells us, each person's ways are clearly seen by the Lord, and he surveys all his actions. When we do something, God knows it. So we don't need to just talk about it. We need to be doers of the word. And James 1, verse 25 in the New Living Translation says, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what turned, God will bless you if we.
It's significant, this verse doesn't say, we're blessed in our talking. No, it says we're blessed in our doing. Third, start running and never quit. The only way we ever lose is if we quit. So we should. In fact, going back to years ago, become the Forrest Gump of faith. Just keep running and running and running toward your prize. The only way you lose is if you quit running the race. Luke 18,
verse 1 in the New Living Translation says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up.
Never give in to the desire of the flesh to take the easy way out. To give in to the pressure of the moment. It is a sin to know what to do and not do it. Romans 6:12, New Living Translation. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. When the waiting ends, when we mentally decide to activate our desires and dreams, we are joined in our efforts by an amazing threesome, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we will never have to back down from any challenge ever again. Fourth, keep our eyes on Jesus. This will assure that we're always headed in the right direction. Jesus is focused on his calling, his mission. Hebrews 12:2.
Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
When Peter was walking on the water, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, everything was good. But when he became moved by his circumstances, he began to sink. We must keep our eyes focused on Jesus and make sure we don't sink below the cares of this world. Either read the Bible or listen to CDs or MP3s of the Bible Daily. Not only will this keep us headed in the right direction, but our lives will change in direct proportion to the words we're hearing from him and obeying. Nothing else can do this for us. We must pursue the word of God with a passion for ourselves. Fifth, study how he did it. Follow his lead. His example, his instructions.
1 Peter 2, verse 21 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For as a believer, you have been called for this purpose, since Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you may follow in his footsteps. Not only does God want us following his example, he shows us step by step. 1 Peter 2:21 in the Message Bible says it this way. He suffered everything that came his way so you would know that it could be done and also know how to do it step by step.
Six, because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
Philippians 3, verses 15 and 16 in the Message Bible. So let's keep focused on the goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that you're on the right track, let's stay on it.
What puts us on the right track? Following God's instruction in his Holy Spirit-led directions. Seventh, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He can put up with any. He could put up with anything along the way. The Apostle Paul was a man with a vast knowledge of the Word, one who saw signs and wonders following his travels, one who raised up disciples, one who endured extreme persecution. And he speaks in Philippians 3:13 of the one thing that he did.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. See, Paul didn't live during the time of Jesus, but he still knew the Word. The Word was Jesus, and he knew his teachings and made a concerted effort to be sure he kept his eyes on him.
Paul was reaching out to new things, new opportunities, new places, new people. He was not living in the past. Now, if there was ever anyone who could have lived in the past, the Apostle Paul. But the scripture says that he left the past in the past, and he journeyed on to a new thing. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul presses toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Jana presses toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Personalize that verse for you. If you want the prize, to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," then you've got to forget the past. Reach out to do new things without looking back. Philippians 3:14 in the Message Bible. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. It's one thing I feel led to share here. And it concerns a quote by Dwight L. Moody, the great evangelist, who once said, "It's better to say, this one thing I do, than to say, these 40 things I dabble in." Great quote. As we keep our eyes on the prize, we have to stay focused. Keep our eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top, where it says, "Sow a seed," just ask God, "What seed did have you sow?" Do what he says, so we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.